श्रीमद भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 अताहम अंश भागेन देवक्या पुत्रताम शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायाम् नन्दपत्न्यां भविष्यसि Translation of All auspicious yoga maya. I shall then appear with my full six opulences as a son of Devaki. And you will appear as a daughter of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Maharaj Nanda. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Ansha Bhagena is important in this verse. In Bhagavad Gita 10:42, the Lord says, Athava bahunetena kim gyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham iram krishnam ekam shena stito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Everything is situated as part of the Supreme Lord's potency. In regard to Lord Krishna's appearance in the womb of Devaki, Brahma played a part also. Because on the bank of the milk ocean, he requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. A part was also played by Baladev, the first expansion of Godhead. Similarly, Yogamaya, who appeared as a daughter of Mother Yashoda, also played a part. Thus, Jiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, and Shakti Tattva are all integrated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Krishna appears, he appears with all his integrated parts. As explained in previous verses, Yogamaya was requested to attract Sankarshan Baladev from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And this was a very heavy task for her. Yogamaya naturally could not see how it was possible for her to attract Sankarshana. Therefore, Krishna addressed her as Shubhe, auspicious, and said, Be blessed. Take power from me and you will be able to do it. By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone can do anything. For the Lord is present in everything, all things being His parts and parcels, Amsha Bhagina, and increasing or decreasing by His Supreme Will. Balaram was only 15 days older than Krishna. By the blessings of Krishna, Yogamaya became the daughter of Mother Yashoda. But by the Supreme Will, she was not able to enjoy the parental love of her father and mother. Krishna, however, although not actually born from the womb of Mother Yashoda, enjoyed the parental love of Mother Yashoda and Nanda. By the blessings of Krishna, Yogamaya was able to achieve the reputation of being the daughter of Mother Yashoda, who also became famous by the blessings of Krishna. Yashoda means one who gives fame. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. अताहम अंश भागिना देवक्या पुत्रताम शुभे प्राप्स्यामि त्वं यशोदायां नंदपत्न्यां भविष्यसि. So, the dialogue between the Supreme Lord Krishna and his Yogamaya potency is continuing in this verse and few more verses ahead of this. It's a very mysterious thing. As we discussed yesterday, not very easy to understand by our own logic or thinking power or mental abilities, how things take place in the spiritual atmosphere. But by studying Bhagavatam step by step, we can get the idea gradually sink in our consciousness, and we can try to understand these great mysteries of how the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, He appears in this world. Ajopi sannavyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san sambhavami atma mayaya. So Krishna is described as Aja, unborn by Himself in Bhagavad Gita and also by devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. He is unborn. Avyayatma. He is the origin of everybody. Ansha Bhagena, here it is described as His Amsha. He is coming with all His full potencies, all His opulences, all His devotees, all His paraphernalia, etc. The whole spiritual world. He is bringing a replica here in the material world. Which place He is selecting to come? Vrindavan. The land of Vrindavan, the land of cows and cowherd boys. That is His favorite place when He comes personally. So, before He came in Gokula, He appeared in the prison house of Kamsa. And even though He was right there in the basement of the palace of Kamsa, where Devaki and Vasudeva were captured and imprisoned, Kansa did not know the details. He was getting some ideas, because when the Lord was appearing, that time, because Devaki was pregnant, 8th pregnancy, Devaki's body was shining, effulgent. And the news came to Kamsa, and he also came to see Devaki. And he was amazed how much effulgence was radiating. He had never seen Devaki so effulgent before. And he thought, what's going on with my sister? Why is she shining so much? Because the Lord was Himself was present in her womb. So Kamsa immediately understood that my death is there, residing in the body of Devaki now. He has come. He got the idea. And he was thinking day and night. He became Krishna conscious simply by thinking about His death in the form of the Supreme Lord. Because life after life, He was fighting with the Supreme Lord in different forms. He was Kalanemi before. Always, when Kamsa comes to the material world, he takes the role of a fighter against the Supreme Lord. So, he, even though he is Krishna conscious, he's not favorably Krishna conscious, so his Krishna consciousness is trouble for him. It's giving him anxiety, pain, headaches, lot of problems, and finally death. Krishna consciousness is amritam. Krishna consciousness gives immortality, everlasting happiness, eternality. So why in the case of Kamsa is getting quite the opposite. The reason is because he did not know how to apply Krishna consciousness. Even though he had the thinking of Krishna, it was in a negative way. Instead of a friendly way, he was thinking in the unfriendly or inimical way. So Narad Muni is recommending, and our acharyas, they recommend that we should be cultivating Krishna consciousness in positive way, friendly way, friendly to devotees, friendly to all the living entities, friendly to the Supreme Lord, friendly to everybody, friendly to ourselves also. Finally, that's where it ends up, that when we are friends to others, we are also friends to our own self. So that is the recommended way of performing devotional service to the Lord, which gives all auspiciousness, all happiness. And here in this verse particularly, it is described the Yogamaya and also the appearance of Baladev and the appearance of Krishna, three most important people. Yogamaya is sometimes compared like electricity. With the electricity, you can run a heater and this whole temple room can be heated up, right? Or you can also run an air conditioner or cooler and the same room in the summertime can be cooled off. So it's the same electricity, but completely two different opposite effects. So Yogamaya also is described like that in the scriptures. In the spiritual world, Yogamaya is giving all auspiciousness, all happiness, all blissfulness, very wonderful benedictions, blessings to everyone. And the same Yogamaya, we will see after a few verses, her one expansion turns as Mahamaya. And Mahamaya is for the material world. And what is the result of Mahamaya? Mahamaya gives misery, punishment, harassment to all the captured souls who have come here to the material world. That is what she does. So just like, you know, I described electricity, how giving two different effects, Yogamaya and Mahamaya. The devotees of the Lord, they do not take shelter of Mahamaya. They take shelter of Yogamaya. It's described that there are two kinds of people, those who follow the Vedas. One kind are called Vaishnavas, who worship Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, original Vishnu, Krishna. And those who worship Mahamaya or material energy, they are called the Shaktas. Mahamaya has many names, Kali, Chandika, Durga, etc. It will be coming later on. So these non-devotees or materialistic people, they worship Mahamaya and they try to get some blessings or benedictions. But overall, when we study, we analyze the picture, we see that still they come out losers. And Vaishnavas, or those who worship Vishnu, they also worship Lakshmi, or they worship Krishna and Radha, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. So therefore they get the highest, topmost benedictions. They get the mercy of Yogamaya. So That is the effect of Yogamaya. And here Yogamaya has a specific job to perform, given by the Lord himself. And even though she was feeling herself inadequate to do the job, because it was a very big job, anything in relationship to Lord Balaram is a big thing, because he is very big. He's very heavy also. Some of the devotees on Rath Yatra festival, sometimes they carry the big Lord Balaram deity, and they have experience that sometimes he becomes very heavy. Just carrying the deity becomes, you know, requires a lot of strength. So, Yogamaya was feeling also like that. So the Lord is giving her some consolation and guarantee that, don't worry, I'm giving you the power, so you'll be able to do the task. And Prabhupada says that even devotees can be empowered by Lord Krishna, and they can do unusual things. Like Hanuman, he carried a whole mountain peak and brought it, and then he also went across, he jumped across the ocean many, many miles. So which are superhuman activities. Nobody can normally do it. But by the power of the Lord, one can do such things. And in the example of Srila Prabhupada also, we see superhuman activities, miraculous activities that he performed of establishing Krishna consciousness all over the world, which is quite mind-boggling if you look at it very thoroughly, analytically. You can understand that it's like how it can be possible in a godless society where nobody is interested in God, how you can spread Krishna consciousness. The core philosophy and practice of religion is not even some superficial or marginal religion, religious practice or anything. And Prabhupada was successful. So that is also example, and Prabhupada is saying here that the Supreme Lord can give this potency to anybody. So that is the power. Because Krishna has all the power. Krishna's holy name has all the power. And it can be, that power can be obtained by anyone. That is the science of Krishna consciousness. How it comes? From Krishna. It is described that the first incarnation is Lord Balaram. He expands into Lord Balaram. But then you say that Lord Balaram, he is the elder brother. Who is first, Krishna or Balaram? Because Balaram is elder brother, right? Then how Balaram is coming from Krishna? How would you explain that? Anybody would like to volunteer? Krishna is elder brother or younger? Krishna is younger than Balaram. Balaram is elder. And the scriptures say that Balaram comes from Krishna. How is it? Huh? Leela. What is Leela?
In his explanation to the Jayarada Madhava prayer, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna likes to play pastimes with his devotees, that although he's the Supreme Lord, everybody goes to him to ask for stuff. Please give me this, please give me this. And so nobody goes to chastise him or take care of him, and so therefore his devotee becomes his mother, his father, his brother, etc.
Yes, that's a very nice explanation. So Krishna, in order to have pastimes, is first expanding into Lord Balaram. Because Krishna likes to enjoy, not just by himself, but with his devotees. He wants always the company of his devotees. So Balaram is the first devotee, even though Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of God in himself, Krishna and Balaram both are same. They even have same features. They are just the complexion is different. Krishna is black, Balaram is white. Everything else is same. We look the same. And Lord Balaram, he expands because he is desiring to serve Krishna in various ways. And he expands it to first quadruple or chaturviha avatar. For all the Vaikuntha lokas, there is one Vishnu in every Vaikuntha loka. So as many Vaikunthas are there, that many Vishnus, he expands it. Then there is second quadruple incarnation, and there are Purush avatars.
Karanshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Kshirodakshai Vishnu. So they are also coming from Lord Balaram, Mahasankarshan. Like that, innumerable incarnations, Vishnu incarnations of the Lord, they are coming from Lord Balaram, Baladev. And finally also there is Ananta Shesh incarnation of Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram has many, many different kinds of ways to serve Krishna. He is like the interior decorator for Krishna. Also dressmaker. Like we see deity dresses, all different colors and designs. And he also makes the shoes of Krishna. Bedding, furniture, everything is provided by Lord Balaram. And even his cowherd boyfriends, like Sridhama, Sudhama, Vasudhama, all these great Subal cowherd boys, they're also expansions of Baladeva. So in many, many ways, Lord Balaram is serving Krishna. Therefore, he is considered as the first original spiritual master. So Guru Eva Abhigachet. Srimad Bhagavatam ordering everybody that one must approach a bona fide spiritual master in order to know the truth, the fact, what is going on. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master. So Gurum Eva Abhigachya. Also says, Yascha Deve Parabhakti, Yatha Deve Tatha Guru, Tasya, Patita Yartham, Prakashanti Mahatmana. In the heart, the devotee considers Yascha Deve to Lord Krishna as much he has faith and devotion for Lord Krishna, Bhakti for Krishna. The same amount of faith and devotion he has for the spiritual master. Parabhakti yasya devi tatha guru. Then all the imports, all the meanings of all the scriptures are automatically revealed to him, this kind of devotee. Automatically. Simply by having implicit faith in Guru and Krishna. That is also Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we can understand Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadat na gati kuto yayam stuvam tasya yasasti sandhya vande guru si charanarvinda. The spiritual master, he is the representative. Lord Balaram comes as the spiritual master. So that way there is non-different. The spiritual master is non-different from Lord Balaram. So, this is the secret given to us by the scripture, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. That if we want to approach Lord Balaram, if we want to get the mercy of Lord Balaram, then we must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Serve him, make him happy. Get instructions from him, follow his instructions. That is the procedure. Otherwise, Krishna says, Naham prakash sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudoyam nabhi janati mamibhya paramabhyayam. I am not available to anyone, to everyone. to no one. He says, Naham Prakash, Sarvasya. Everybody, I'm not Prakash. I'm not manifest for everybody, for all the people. Because Yoga Maya Samavrita, because I'm covered by Yoga Maya. And therefore, people don't know me. They don't know my original position. That is Krishna's statement in Bhagavad Gita. But he also says, Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravatte iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhav samanvita. That I am origin of everything. Everything is coming from me. And everything is going on by me. Matta sarvam pravartate. Understanding this fact, the intelligent people, they worship me with love and devotion. It says, Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriye. That Krishna Nam is also the holy name, Lord Balaram, is manifesting also as holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. The holy names are also Lord Balaram. So that is, the holy name is not manifest to everybody. Na bhavet. Those who try to capture the holy name by mind, intelligence, by senses, by any means, the holy name is not manifest to them. Then how it is manifest? Devon mukhe jivadav swayam eva spuratiyata. The holy name manifests in the heart of the devotee who is very eagerly serving. He has this servant that I am servant of Krishna, Das Dasanu Dasa. I am the servant of Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayo Das Dasanu. I am servant of Krishna. One who has this captured this mentality and he is serving the holy name, Nam Rup Gun Dham Leela. Serving the deity, serving the devotee, serving the spiritual master, serving the holy name in this mood, then automatically the Lord is manifest in his heart. So that is the procedure given by the scriptures. Approaching the spiritual master, approaching the holy name, approaching Lord Balaram in a servant mood. So if we get these secrets here, the mysteries that are revealed to us in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we can understand because we have surrendered ourselves at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. Otherwise, for non-devotee class, this is all like a myth. It's a mythology. It cannot make sense to them. But devotees, they can understand everything. As they study more and more, go deeper and deeper. And the Goswamis, the Acharyas, they explain very nicely all these mysteries. They open for us, reveal to us that how these things are happening. How Krishna is doing different things in the material world. Without touching the material world, how he is arranging everything. He has to do in such a way that Kansavu should not know what is going on. How Balaram is transferred from Devaki to Rohini's womb. And Kamsa and his friends, they didn't even know about it. They couldn't figure it out. So Krishna has amazing ways to deal with the situation. Without disturbing anybody, he can get his work done very expertly. So we are getting the glimpse of it here. Any questions or comments? Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki.